top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens. Local, regional, and global. Only on Q95, the big station. Q95DA.com. Right on cue.
Good morning. This is the morning news for today, Wednesday, April 10th, 2024. I'm your presenter, Richie Ferrol. First up in the headlines.
Top of the hour.
Q95's Global View on Q show host Sheridan G. Gregoire suggests that Dominicans should not accept flawed electoral reform bills being brought to Parliament for approval.
Q95.
Launch of the Pioneer CRIWT project on April 9th, 2024 by the Clarence Fitzroy Bryant College and the St. Kitts and Nevis by extension, is a major step towards boosting the sustainable development of the Federation. And
Q, top of
Nigeria's financial watchdog says 30 billion naira, or US $24 million, has been recovered
Q95.
In more than 50 bank accounts as part of a corruption probe into its suspended poverty minister, Ms. Bester Edu. The news brought to you with the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprises. More details after this.
Rudolph Thomas Enterprise in Portsmouth, your suppliers of building materials and hardware products. Over 20 years experience in the business. Rudolph Thomas has lumber and plywood, Portland and tile cement, steel rods, galvanized and fenced pipe, and Rudolph Thomas can meet all your wire needs. Galvanized roofing sheets, doors, windows, toilet sets, face basins, and bidets. PVC piping, fittings, and lattice. Check out Rudolph Thomas for ceramic and vinyl floor and wall tiles, nails, nuts and bolts, paint and painting supplies. And check out their line of electrical and hand tools. And Rudolph Thomas is your one-stop shop for hard-to-find items like fiberglass mat and fiberglass resin and welding rods. Go now to Rudolph Thomas on 1240 Bay Street in Portsmouth.
Welcome back. Q95's Global View on Q show host Sheridan G. Gregoire suggests that Dominicans should not accept flawed electoral bills being brought to Parliament for approval. Speaking to media last week at the Financial Center Conference Room, Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit promised the public that draft electoral laws will be made public during April 2024 and will then be brought to Parliament for approval before the commencement of the 2024 to 2025 national budget debate. Mr. Gregoire says after 15 years of posturing about electoral reforms, the time has come for this to be done appropriately.
It's really not just about accepting any mediocre electoral reform. It's really all about getting the right reforms right now after fighting for them for since 2008 or before that, considerable time. I mean, since that infamous email stolen book, it's all about the state of progress in searching in securities reform of Dominica's electoral and campaign finance laws and regulations.
Q95's Global View on Q show host Sheridan Gregoire. The Dominica Chess Federation has reported the successful completion of the association's chess qualifiers, with seven players set to advance to the tournament finals, along with three players who have pre-qualified for that stage. The finals of the tournament are scheduled to take place from May 30th to June 6, 2024. Dorothy John Baptist is the public relations officer of the Dominica Chess Federation.
The qualifiers for the 2024 National Chess Championship concluded on Saturday, April 6, with the following seven players proceeding to the finals: Larry Thomas, Robert Brady, Brandon Henry, Nicholas Goldberg, Rommel Loda, Mitchell Davis, and Adam Senville. There are also three players who pre-qualified. They are Nigel Francis, who was last year's national champion, and we also have Jones Murphy and Lyndon O'Geest. These are two of the Federation's highest rated players. So together, all 10 finalists will do battle in a round-robin tournament, the national finals, which are carded for May 30th to June 6th of this year. apart from winning cash prizes and trophies, the top five players from the finals will be selected to represent Dominica at the 45th Chess Olympiad in Hungary in September 2024. We applaud all players who took on the challenge of participating in this year's national chess tournament so far. By coming forward, chess players make it possible for the Dominica Chess Federation to host such competitions, which form part of our mandate to showcase and improve chess on the island.
Public Relations Officer of the Dominica Chess Federation, Dorothy John Baptist. In a statement issued on April 8, 2024, the Caribbean Community CARICOM said it considers the adoption of the Organic Law for the Defense of Guyana Escobar on April 3, 2024 by the government of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela has occasioned an unacceptable escalation of tensions between the country and the Cooperative Republic of Guyana and has threatened to undermine peace and security in Latin America and the Caribbean region. In its adoption of the Organic Law, the government of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela acted unilaterally, precipitously, and potentially dangerously. In the process, it has 1. Offended the Joint Declaration of Argyle for Dialogue and Peace between Guyana and Venezuela on 14th December 2023. 2. Subverted international law. And 3. Signaled the possible embrace of an unworthy aggression to achieve its own articulated goals or purposes. CARICOM acknowledges that both Venezuela and Guyana have divergent stances on the border issues, on all matters consequential to the border controversy, and on the specific modes for their resolution. However, both countries have agreed that the issues and consequential matters are to be resolved peacefully and in accordance with international law and its relevant mechanisms, inclusive of the Geneva Agreement of 1966. CARICOM acknowledges, too, that Guyana has the right to pursue its claim through the International Court of Justice, the ICJ. At the same time, each country renounces threats to peace and the use or threatened use of violence in the pursuance of their respective claims or interests. Accordingly, CARICOM urges the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela to refrain from any further actions that would hinder regional and hemispheric peace and stability. We insist that dialogue and an adherence to international law are the only viable paths to achieve a just and lasting settlement of the issues at hand. You're tuned in with Q95 News. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit says Dominica's public wage bill is well within range and does not need to be reduced by retrenching public officers in the foreseeable future. Instead, he says his administration is working on further improving productivity in various departments of government in order to reduce the government's wage bill. This, as the IMF's March 2024 Economic Outlook report predicted growth for Dominica at an average of 4.5% during fiscal year 2024 to 2025. Among its recommendations, the IMF proposed more ambitious fiscal consolidation to achieve objectives and self-insure against disaster risks, broadening of the revenue base, prioritizing investment with economic returns, and the implementation of a modern supervisory framework to underpin financial stability, such as granting statutory independence to the Financial Services Unit from the Ministry of Finance to further improve its effectiveness and support risk-based supervision. The IMF commended the government of Dominica for its efforts to decrease spending, citing the decline in the public wage bill. It recommended further civil service reform and efforts to reduce inefficient spending and make tariff adjustments on key public services, notably water and sewage and medical service, to strengthen the financial position of state-owned enterprises.
These are the views on the sustainability of the wage bill. I believe what we have to address the issue of productivity. Obviously, for a small country, looking at your GDP, they always tell you that your wage bill is supposed to be a certain percentage of your GDP, like any private sector entity, that your wage bill should not surpass a certain percentage of your revenues. You know what I'm saying? So they always raise the issue, but I do not see us. There will be no attempts to retrench any public officer, certainly not in the foreseeable future. But at the end of the day, you know, people can only keep their jobs if the country is making money, people are diligent, people are productive, that this is not about me, it's about you, it's about your children, it's about Dominica, and that we do our work diligently and that we bring in all of the revenues to the country that we can, and we cut down on wastage at the ministry. So if you jam a vehicle and you mash it up, call the police so that we can get a police report, so that we can get insurance pay for the vehicle's repair, rather than parking the vehicle at a mechanic shop and nobody knows that the vehicle is there. And all of those things cost money, you know, and this thing will impact, because at the end of the day, you have only one treasury, you have only one consolidated fund, and there's a limit to how much tax you can impose on the citizens. And over the years, over the last 20 years, we have seen a dramatic reduction on taxation in Dominican people.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit. The 11-member Organization of Eastern Caribbean States garnered a total of 32 medals at the CARIFTA Games held at the Kirani James Athletic Stadium in St. George's, Grenada, over the Easter weekend of March 30th to April 1st, 2024. The region's junior athletes, aged 19 and under, collected 4 gold medals, 12 silver and 16 bronze. 8 OECS countries got medals. As a collective, the OECS would have finished 3rd in the medal standings, behind perennial powerhouses Jamaica and the Bahamas. Leading the way was the home territory Grenada, as was the case when the Spice Isle last hosted its meet in 2016. Home cooking yielded 13 medals. This time around, though, there was just one gold medal, which went to Christoph Kallist in the under-17 boys triple jump. At his best effort of 14.67 meters, earned him the top spot in that event. Crowd favorite Cameron Mathlin got silver in the under-17 boys 400 meters, as did D'Angelo Brown in the under-20 800 meters, Timothy Greenidge in under-20 boys high jump, Jamaica-based Jalon Calder in the under-20 shot put, Rayvon Telsford under-20 javelin throw, and the quartet of Elisha Williams, Josheem Sylvester, Shefonia Houston, and Kamisha Dominic in the mixed 4x400-meter relay. Sylvester earned bronze in the under-20 boys 400 meters, as did Deandra Bristol in the under-20 boys shot put, Aaliyah Gittins in the under-20 girls javelin throw, Annalisa Brown in the under-17 girls 800 meters, Delroy John in the under-17 boys javelin throw, the foursome of Mathlin, Kimo Murray, Jaden Knight, and Adrickle Mitchell in the under-17 boys 4x400 meters, and the combination of Shaquan Tuse, Emilio Bishop, Tagon Peterkin, and Samuel Green in the under-20 boys 4x100 meters. There were 10 championship records at the CARIFTA Games. Dominican Justice Dr. Irvin Andre called on Dominicans to review the electoral reform recommendations of Sir Dennis Byron, which Dr. Andre says could promote a weak regulatory framework for the electoral system, which concerned the Caribbean Court of Justice in 2022. Now, Sir Dennis Byron was selected by Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit to serve as a sole commissioner to advance efforts towards electoral reform in Dominica on September 1st, 2020. Speaking during a virtual consultation organized by the Dominica Business Forum on June 17, 2021, Sir Byron stated, open quote, "My mandate became necessary because the electoral process had become so contentious that the much-needed reforms could not find consensus. The regulatory framework for the electoral process is old and needs modernization," end quote.
Three of Prime Minister Byron's recommendations amount to nothing more than a recipe to continue holding elections in the very same way that concerned the CCJ in July 2022, despite the pious invocation of God by Dominica's leadership. It normalizes corruption in the holding of elections in Dominica and effectively ensures the catastrophic implosion of Dominica's democracy. For these reasons, patriotic Dominicans, irrespective of their political affiliation, should reject Byron's prescription for a dictatorship and perpetual rule of the current administration. Rather, in accordance with the best practices in the Caribbean concerning free and fair elections, the recommendations of international organizations such as the United Nations and the Organization of American States, and the warning issued by the CCJ, We recommend the following elements of free and fair elections that are required to preserve Dominica's democracy. 1, fixed dates for general elections enshrined in the Constitution. 2, the Constitution should provide for a system of elections based on the first-past-the-post system as we currently have, to one which incorporates a limited form of proportional representation along the lines set out in the February 1999 Constitution Review Commission report of the late Justice Telford Georges.
Justice Andre referenced the modernized recommendations for electoral reform in Dominica made public by the Commonwealth Secretariat and the Organization of American States over the years.
3, a prime minister should serve only 2 consecutive terms of office. 4, there should be a new process of re-registration of voters. 5, only those persons who are ordinarily resident in Dominica for a fixed period before an election should be eligible to vote in elections in Dominica. 6th, there should be a specific national voter ID card to all eligible voters in Dominica with biometric data, including fingerprinting. There should be no overseas registration of voters. There should be a fixed timetable for the cleansing of the voters' list. 9, all political parties should have equal access to both state and privately owned media in Dominica during an election period. 10, there should be fixed limits on campaign financing expenditure, both before and during any reporting period stipulated in the applicable legislation. 11, foreign persons, companies, or governments should be expressly prohibited from contributing either directly or indirectly to any candidate or party during a general election. 12, there should be fixed limits on the amount of money that a Dominican or local company can contribute to the election campaign of any candidate or political party.
Among his recommendations, Dr. Andre calls for the appointment of a special prosecutor rather than the director of public prosecutions here to prosecute persons who violate Dominica's electoral laws, adding that as it relates to election matters, the DPP's privilege to nolly pros, any prosecution should be eliminated. He says these reforms will undoubtedly even the electoral system and prevent all chances for corruption to occur by officials from any political party, present and in the future. This, in turn, ensures that the masses maintain complete control of their government.
13, the definition of bribery in the applicable legislation should specifically include the paying for the air or sea travel for persons for the express or implied purpose of having that person or persons vote for a candidate or political party during an election. 14, the appointment of a special prosecutor rather than the director of public prosecutions to prosecute persons who violate Dominica's electoral laws. In the case of election petitions, the DPP's discretion to nolly pros any prosecution should be eliminated. 15, any breach of the electoral laws is punishable not only by a fine or imprisonment, but also by disqualifying any candidate found guilty of violating Dominica's electoral laws. 16, the financing of the Electoral Commission by a duly constituted independent body rather than by the Minister of Finance or by Parliament. The Constitution should specifically provide for this, along with the fixing of a minimum sum of money to be provided to the Commission for the execution of its duties. 17, persons in a clear conflict of interest arising, for example, from the sale of passports or providing professional services to the government for consideration other than their work as a member of the commission should be automatically disqualified from serving as a member of the commission. And last but not least, the Electoral Commission should be expanded to 9 members with civil organizations. It should be including civil organizations such as the religious sector, the business sector, trade union sector, and the local bar, nominating a member on the commission with such person or persons being appointed by the president to sit on the said commission. So these, in summary, are the proposed reforms.
Toronto-based Dominican Justice Dr. Irvin Andre. Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt says he has just heard and seen the statements made by Justice Colin Williams and the Dominica Bar Association calling for further efficiency in the country's court system. He added that there are many elements to the issue of years of backlogs from the executives and the Dominica Bar Association and the judicial system. The Prime Minister says persons should not be kept on remand for long periods of time, except for indictable offences such as murder.
I read the press release on the Bar Association, and I also took note of the comments of the Honourable Judge, statements regards to the efficiency or lack thereof of the court system. Now, there are different elements to the issue, some of which are that of the executive, and some of which are also part of the judiciary and the Bar Association, the legal fraternity, and others. The reality is, from an ideological, philosophical standpoint, I don't believe that we should allow people to be on remand for any long period of time. In my view, except if it's for murder or for some serious crime, that we have to understand that we live in a society, and we have the system has to be mindful that everybody lives in society, including the judiciary, and so on this issue. Now, there are a number of factors which contribute to that, and let's be real. This is not a Dominica unique situation. Every single country in the Caribbean, everyone has an issue of backlog of cases, with no exception. We have made every effort to recruit magistrates. As a matter of fact, when Mikey Brunimay, soul rest in peace, was there, he helped us from some days a week, though he was in private practice, but came forward. He recognized there was a challenge, and he did not only lament on the challenge, he offered himself. And we engaged him as a magistrate. We've also engaged lay magistrates, for example. We have maybe about three lay magistrates that we've engaged, all in efforts towards reducing on the backlog of cases. Then we have also increased the number of Dominican-born magistrates, and we've recently recruited a foreign national as a magistrate. He was appointed recently as a magistrate.
The Prime Minister expressed the government's commitment to engage more magistrates to address the backlog of cases in the country's court, but claims there are numerous infrastructural and internal developments needed to be undertaken in the court system.
We are prepared to engage more magistrates to address the backlog of cases in the courts. So we did everything. We have prepared the courts. I've been told that the judges are much more comfortable now, and the staff and the high courts and so forth. We ensure that we provide the resources. We have there are changes in legislation that we have made to allow for preliminary investigations to be short-circuited and so forth. The number of things have been done. As a matter of fact, there has been discussion with the president of the OECS Supreme Court, with heads of government, about the idea of placing the magistracy under the direction and control of the Supreme Court so that we can have a rotation of magistrates, so we can share magistrates, that because all an effort towards seeking to address the challenges at the magistrate court in particular. But that we have not made much progress on this, on this particular effort. And there's also, I believe, two regional projects externally funded, I believe one maybe from the European Union, to seek to see how we can improve the administration of justice in the entire Caribbean. So it is an ongoing process. The reality is you have more matters at the courts now than you had 20 or 25 years ago.
Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerritt. This is Q95 News. The Clarence Fitzroy Bryant College and, by extension, the Federation of St. Kitts and Nevis took a major step towards sustainability and green energy transition yesterday through the launch of the Pioneering Caribbean Center of Excellence in Research, Innovation and Workforce Training, CRIWT project. The CRIWT project is being implemented under an agreement between the CFBC and the Green Solution International St. Kitts and Nevis Incorporated, which is a non-governmental organization that supports the region's transition to renewable energy sources and promotes environmental sustainability and resilience against climate change. Funding for the project is being provided through the Global Environment Facility, a small grants program. In other news, Nigeria has recovered some 30 billion naira, that's US $24 million, as part of an ongoing corruption probe into a suspended minister, the financial watchdog says. The funds were traced to more than 50 bank accounts. Humanitarian Affairs and Poverty Alleviation Minister Ms. Betta Edu was initially suspended in January over the alleged diversion of $640,000 of public money into a personal bank account. President Bola Tinubu then ordered an investigation into her ministry. At the time, Dr. Edu, 37, denied any wrongdoing. Her office said she had approved the transfer into a personal account, which was not in her name, but said it was for the, open quote, implementation of grants to vulnerable groups, end quote.
Nigeria has recovered 30 billion naira, $24 million, 19 million pounds, as part of an ongoing corruption probe into a suspended minister, the financial watchdog says. The funds were traced to more than 50 bank accounts, it said. Humanitarian Affairs and Poverty Alleviation Minister Beta Edu was initially suspended in January over the alleged diversion of $640,000 of public money into a personal bank account. Her office said she had approved the transfer into a personal account, which was not in her name, but said it was for the implementation of grants to vulnerable groups. The Economic and Financial Crimes Commission, EFCC, said during its nearly 6 weeks of investigating so far, it had found many angles to examine. As it is now, we are investigating over 50 bank accounts that we have traced money into.
And that's the morning news. Here's a recap of our headlines. Q95's Global View on Q show host Sheridan G. Gregoire suggests that Dominicans should not accept flawed electoral reform bills being brought to Parliament for approval.
Global.
Launch of the Pioneer CRIWT project on April 9th
5D.
By the Clarence Fitzroy Bryant College, and the St. Kitts and Nevis by extension is a major step towards boosting the sustainable development of the Federation. And Nigeria's financial watchdog says 30 billion naira has been recovered in more than 50 bank accounts as part of a corruption probe into its suspended poverty minister, Beta Edu. The news brought to you with the very kind compliments of Rudolph Thomas Enterprises.
Deep. Q, top of the hour news. As it happens, when it happens, wherever it happens, local, regional, and global, only on Q.